Morning, everybody. This morning, our scripture readings are from Genesis and Hebrews. And so if you're the kind of person who opens up your Bible or gets on BibleGateway.com like I do and looks it up, it's Genesis 12, 1 through 9. And then it'll be Hebrews 11, 8 through 12. So this is from Genesis 12. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took his wife Sarai and his brother's son Lot, and all the possessions that they had gathered, and the persons whom they had acquired in Haran. And they set forth to go to the land of Canaan. When they had come to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he moved on to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and invoked the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on by stages toward the Negev. And the second reading is from Hebrews 11, 8 through 12, where it says, "By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs of him, of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, he received power of procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven, and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore." A couple of years ago, Faith and I were living in D.C., out in Washington. We had a pretty good life there. We both had work that we enjoyed. Our kids had school and childcare that met their needs. We loved our home, and we had some good friends. We felt pretty comfortable. We were at rest in our lives, but we were uneasy in our spirits. As well as things were going for us, we felt a yearning for more. More life, more spirit, more of God's presence leading us, guiding us, flowing through our words and actions. Even when everything rational told us that we should feel full, something gnawed at us, telling us that we were empty. Our feet were firmly planted in Washington, D.C., but we could sense that God was calling us to take another step. So when Dorothy Kakimoto reached out to us, asking if we were open to exploring coming to serve as pastors at Berkeley Friends Church, we were ready to have that conversation with you. And as it became clear that God was clearing a path for us to join you here in California, we were prepared to embrace that invitation. It would have been easy for us to miss the window. It would have been easy for us to resist that call and turn away from the opening that was being presented. Because there was a temptation to choose the easy, safe path, to continue doing things that we're mostly working and hope for the best. But we could sense that, in the words of Frank Herbert, that path leads ever down into stagnation. We could be safe, or we could be faithful. We had to choose. In our readings this morning, we hear about Sarah and Abraham, back when they were still called Sarai and Abram. And they had a choice to make too. On the one hand, they had their safe, stable, predictable life in Haran. That's where their family was. That's where they'd gained their wealth and security. But they heard God calling them to set out on an adventure. God said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you." He doesn't even say where. Go from everything that you've ever known. Go from those things that make you safe and comfortable into a place you've never been. Go, because you can trust me. Go, and I will be with you. I will bless you in every way. Go, and all the families of the earth will be blessed too. Now, that's a big leap of faith for anybody, but especially for Abraham and Sarah, because they were very old and they had no children. As far as they could see, their family had no future. They thought that they were the end of the line. But they could still hear the call of the Spirit of God, and they still felt the hunger for more. And they could sense that there was a great adventure that they were being invited into. So God told Abraham and Sarah to go, and they went. They went out of the land where they had spent their whole lives into a new place. The Lord showed them where their descendants would live someday, not as a wandering family, but as a great nation. And here's an interesting part. They got to pitch their tents in the promised land. They got to drink from the rivers and eat from the fruit trees of Canaan. And while they camped in this land, God promised them that it would someday be a homeland for their family. But then God called them to keep moving. It says that after building an altar to God in the land he had promised, Abraham moved on. First to the east and then south to the Negev. Abraham and Sarah had taken the big risk and they'd seen the promised land. But now they had to keep moving. Because the promise wasn't just for them. It was for all their descendants, for the next generation, and on and on. I see this story in my own life. I see how God has called our family to uproot and travel to a land that we didn't know, so that we'll be blessed, and that others will be blessed through us. I know that we haven't reached the promised land yet, but we're on the path. We're living the adventure. God is leading us day by day. We had something good in D.C., we got to pitch our tent there, and we ate some of that promised land fruit. But God wasn't done with us. We had to keep moving, to cooperate with the grander, more beautiful vision that God has for us. If we wanted to be faithful, we couldn't cling to our own comfort, and we couldn't accept just getting by. We had to let go of our own personal experience of the promised land, so that we could become a blessing to the world. Because the promised land isn't just for us. God wants to invite the entire world. God is giving us a hope and a future beyond our own little family as we know it today. God is expanding the circle, blessing all the families of the earth. Can you see yourself in this story? Can you see Berkeley Friends Church? How are we as a community like Abraham and Sarah? Can we hear God calling us to a new adventure? A risky path of going where God calls us and discovering the promised land where God will lead us? Could God use Berkeley Friends Church to bless all the families of the earth, just like Abraham and Sarah? I believe so. Because we're a lot like Abraham and Sarah. As a community, we're wealthy, we're successful, we're comfortable, we're old. And let's admit it, we're afraid that maybe we don't have a future. Abraham and Sarah thought that their family would die with them, that they would have no children to carry on their story. And because of that, they were living in a defensive crouch, just sort of waiting for the end. So it must have come as a big shock when they discovered God calling them to a new adventure. At the age of 75, God was telling them, "Go, try something new. Take a big risk and I'll walk with you. I will bless you. I will give you life and a hope and a future." Where did they find the courage to do this? What vision did they see that energized them to set out on this long journey? A journey that still to this day is not over. The author of the book of Hebrews says that Abraham and Sarah perceived something that no one else around them could. They experienced a hope that at the time must have seemed completely unrealistic. But on the basis of faith, they acted. They took the big leap and found that God, who spoke to them, was trustworthy. God filled Abraham and Sarah with a powerful vision. He gave them eyes to see that the future glory of God's kingdom, a chain of events that God would use them to set in motion. They could see a family history. They could sense, at least, even if they didn't know the specifics, they could sense their family history that would culminate in the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. And so this hope launched them on a great adventure. Hebrews says that they looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. They knew that they would not personally reach the end of the story, but by faith, they knew how the story ended. Well, we have better information than Abraham and Sarah did. We know how this story ends with more specifics than they did. We know that the Lord Jesus has sat down at the right hand of the Father. We know that in spite of all the terrible shakings that we are witnessing right now, that the God we worship created the entire cosmos, and he sees ahead to the end. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Now, they didn't know all the details, but this is the same reality that Abraham and Sarah experienced, leaving their home in Haran thousands of years ago, back when the Middle East was still the Fertile Crescent. This is the faith, hope, and love that gave them the courage to risk abandoning everything they knew, even in their old age, to embrace the great adventure that the Spirit whispered in their hearts. Do you hear that whisper? What is the adventure that the Spirit is beckoning us to discover together? What are the risks that we must take? The safety that we must abandon to be reborn in our descendants and become a blessing to our city, to our nation, to the cosmos. You are not an accident. We are not an accident. It's not random coincidence that we've been drawn together at this point in history. God has called Berkeley Friends Church to be this particular community in Jesus Christ. The Spirit has called each one of us here. God has a purpose for us, and He's ready to guide us together. Twenty 2020 is a time of shaking. It's a time of upheaval, the likes of which I certainly have, and I don't think any of us have ever experienced anything just like this. And in times like these, it is natural to want to retreat to the before times. It can be tempting to say, oh boy, I'll be glad when this is all over, when the pandemic ends, we get a vaccine, and we can all go back to the way things were before. Lord, take me back to 2019. There's no going back to 2019. Things will never be like they were before. And if we're honest with ourselves, that's a good thing. We knew, we, Berkeley Friends Church, we talked about this. We knew in 2019 that our community needed a change. We knew that God was calling us to something deeper. We had that hunger that Abraham and Sarah experienced, that deep desire for more of God, more of His life and power and Spirit in our lives. We wanted more. And we knew that the status quo couldn't get us where we wanted to go. So good news, the status quo is gone. 2020 has swept all that away. We are in brand new, uncharted territory, and we don't know what comes next. All we do know is that we serve a God who sends us out. We serve a God who invites us into the risky path of vulnerability, discovery, and adventure. We stand with Abraham and Sarah on the border of Haran, looking out at the road ahead. We stand with Jesus by the Sea of Galilee, as He calls our names. We stand with the apostles as the Holy Spirit fills the whole house and joins us into one body, one community. Together with all the saints, in the words of Hebrews, we look forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Do you hear that voice? Do you hear the call? Do you feel the hope breaking through the fear? Are you ready for the adventure? The years to come will not be like the years that came before. Our community is going to change in ways that we can't even imagine or predict right now. This is a good thing. We are blessed, and God will make us a blessing to the world. Let go of your fear. We don't have to die without descendants. God has given us a future. The future will be different. We will have to change. But God will care for us. Open yourself to the adventure. God wants to bless us and make us as numerous as the stars. So say yes when God says go. Say yes to God's adventure. Say yes to the stretching and struggle and upheaval that stands before us. Because we will pitch our tents in the promised land and eat from the fruit trees there. We will set up our altar and give praise to God in the land where he is leading us. And we will journey onward, led by the Spirit and trusting in Jesus to prepare a place for us. There is a home for us, and many are yet to be gathered.